this service is the special excursion to Parsley Siding.
Welcome to Parsley Sidings with Kenneth Connor, Liz Fraser, Ian Lavender, John Graham, and as the station master, Arthur Lowe. At Parsley Sidings, station master Heppelwhite keeps everything in perfect order. Even so, there are times when a special check is called for, and today we find him engaged on this task with the help of Senior Porter Simpkins.
Flags, guard for the use of method waving, 2.
Correct.
Fire buckets, 4. Contents, sand, cigarette ends, sweet wrappings, assorted unmentionables.
Correct. Mr. Heppelwhite, I wonder why Euston is sending this inspector tomorrow.
To see how station should be run, I expect, Miss Simpkins. I only pray that my son Bertrand does not cause some minor catastrophe while the inspector is here.
Oh, he wouldn't do that, would he?
What was that?
It came from Bert's booking hall.
Hope he hasn't got his head stuck in the ticket window. It took 2 pounds of butter to get it out last time. Good Lord, Heppelwhite. What are you doing in the ticket machine?
Hello, Father. I've got my finger stuck in the stamper. Every time I pull it, I get day return to Grimsby all over my little piggy that went to market.
Heppelwhite, there are times when I feel your railway ancestors turn uneasily beneath the platform. Stand aside, let me assist you. There, your finger's free.
Yes, but now my tie's caught.
Oh, let me try.
Ah, thanks, Gloria. Here, it's made a pretty pattern on my tie. It's left a little hole in the end so I can button it to my shirt.
Enough, Heppelwhite. I just can't see how you do these things.
Nor can I. I just put my finger here. Oh!
Oh, no, Heppelwhite, not again.
I'm stuck.
Then you'll remain stuck until we've checked the stock in your booking office. Ready, Miss Simpkins?
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Ticket machine marked single day return off peak, 1 off.
Correct.
Help!
Station hall booking clerk with little finger trapped in same, 1 off.
Can't we let him out, Mr. Heppelwhite?
I promise I won't do it again.
You said that yesterday.
But it wasn't my finger I caught yesterday.
I'm fully aware of which part of your anatomy it was. How you managed to get your nose in there is beyond me.
My finger's gone numb.
Very well. Release him, Miss Simpkins.
Right.
But remember what I said, Heppelwhite. I want no slip-ups tomorrow.
No.
Parsley sidings must be in tip-top form for the inspector's visit. We must now resume our inspection of the platform. Poster advertising well-known brand of cocoa, 1 off.
Isn't it time we took that down? It must have been up there for years.
Since 1893... It was put up by Jeremiah Heppelwhite, following the success of his Come to Sunny Clackstairs campaign of 1892.
That sent lots of people to Clackstairs?
No. They came from miles around to see him put up the poster.
Oh.
Jeremiah was accident prone. I often think that that is where Bertrand gets it from.
Oh.
While fixing the Clackstairs poster, he accidentally glued my great-uncle Joss to the wall behind him. As a result, 817 people turned out to see what he would do with the cocoa advertisement.
And what did he do?
Well, oddly enough, he did it correctly. Although it took him 8 hours. But the platform was unused to bearing the weight of 817 pairs of feet and collapsed under the strain. That is why that poster is up there today, commemorating the event. Ah, the Lost Property Office. Let us see what stock we have in here. Mail porter idle, 1 of. What are you doing, Valentine?
Counting the lost property, sir.
Indeed? We are here on the same errand.
Oh? Oh, well, I shouldn't bother, sir. I mean, you know, all that old lumber.
To you, Valentine, it may be lumber. To someone else, it is a treasured set of dentures. Or a pair of bishop's gaiters.
Bishop's gaiters, Mr. Heppelwhite?
Found on the 9:15 to Upper Warlock. The circumstances remain a mystery.
Well, perhaps a bishop met an actress. And you...
Valentine! How much lost property is there?
Oh, none, sir.
None?
No.
Last Wednesday, there was enough to fill a shop.
Enough to fill Valentine's second-hand boutique, anyway. It opened in the High Street last Thursday.
But what happens when the inspector calls? Say he wants to know where our lost property is.
Oh, tell him it's lost.
Nonsense, man. You can't lose lost property.
Well, we have, sir. 147 umbrellas, one high-heeled shoe, and a picture of Ladysmith being relieved.
I shall alert Constable Jones to the presence in the neighborhood of a high-powered gang of thieves. Just as soon as we've finished stock-taking. Come, Miss Simpkins, there's more to be done. I understand from Bertrand that Clara laid another egg.
Yes, that's true. She's laid this week.
The past residing spirit, Miss Simpkins. I may present this morning's egg to the inspector in honor of his visit.
You'd have a job, Mr. Heppelwhite. When she laid it, she was perched on the overhead wires.
She seems to have trouble grasping the basic principles of laying, doesn't she? Ah, the oil tank. Oil tank, fuel for the use of one of.
Correct.
Contents of same, 500 gallons of fuel oil.
Not quite. According to the gauge, it's only 10 gallons.
10 gallons? Let me see. Where on earth can the other 490 gallons have gone to?
Hello? Yes? Percy's Paraffin Service delivered to your door? Yes, what can I do for you? Really? More like diesel fuel, your husband says?
Valentine?
No, madam. I'm afraid you must have the wrong number. This is not the Plot Whistle nudist camp.
No.
And there is no one here answering to that description. Certainly not that description. We seem to be getting a lot of wrong numbers recently, sir.
We also seem to be missing 490 gallons of diesel fuel oil.
Oh, well, sometimes Bert borrows it to lubricate his pogo stick.
Pass the sidings. No, madam, this is not Percy's Paraffin Service. This is a railway station. Diesel fuel. I see. Sorry, madam, you have the wrong number.
See? No one seems to get the right number.
Well, this time, Valentine, I've got your number.
Right?
Percy's Paraffin Service. Consider yourself one of the great army of unemployed.
Oh, no, Mr. Everwhite, you couldn't. Think of my poor grey-haired old mother.
I thought you were an orphan.
Think of my poor grey-haired old granny.
You've had three separate days off this year to attend to your grandmother's funeral. There can't be many grandmothers left.
Would a grey-haired old girlfriend do?
Valentine, I was foolish to employ you at all. I should have been guided by my first impression. Plus the dubious nature of your references.
Oh, what was wrong with my references? Anthony Wedgwood Bain? The Archbishop of Canterbury?
We were unable to contact either of them at the address you gave in Camden Town.
Well, they moved, that's all.
Your cards will be forwarded to you. Which brings me to another point. When your national insurance card arrived at Paddington, half the stamps were trading stamps. And the rest an assortment of Bogota independence commemorations and the Toy Town penny post.
I can't explain.
Explain to the dole officer.
Oh, look, Mr. Applewhite, sir, please. Give me another chance, please. I'll go straight, sir. I was a deprived child, sir. Down at the orphanage, all the other kids got homes, but I was the one no one wanted. Even at the January clearance sale, they couldn't get rid of me. Oh, who'd take a child with my disease, sir?
Disease?
Yes, sir.
What disease is that?
Shaky elbow, sir. It's hard to bear, but we must...
What's the matter now?
Oh, God. It's come on again, sir. Oh, don't worry about me, sir. Just pretend that I'm not completely... doubled up in agony on this floor, clutching my elbow. Oh, whack! I should be all right, sir. My only worry is not being able to support myself without a job, sir.
All right, Valentine, you can take your teeth out of the floorboards. I'll give you one more chance.
Oh, sir.
But one more fiddle and you are out.
Have no fear, sir. I've seen the light in all its 40-watt magnitude.
And the cost of the 490 gallons will, of course, be deducted from your wages.
Yes. What?
Well, no need to thank me, Valentine. Your conversion is my reward.
490 gallons? Let me see now. That's what... Oh, no, no. I've just gone with something. 52 quid.
Hello, Percy.
Well, you stay away from me. I just had your dad in here taking me for 52 quid.
Oh. Well, that's a bit worried with this inspector coming.
Well, serve him right if the visit went wrong. Any inspector gave him a bad report. Yeah. See him at Euston, dishonorably stripped of his peaked hat and his whistle. Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
What is? Eh? Oh, nothing. Just thinking aloud. Oh, well, how are things with you, Bert?
I've got a hole in my tie.
Something else, Valentine.
What?
I want the station at its best tomorrow. The inspector must leave Parsley Sidings with his visit inscribed on his memory.
Don't you worry, Mr. Applewhite. You just leave that to me.
I hadn't realized, Inspector, that you would wish to see our signal box.
Now, of course, some of these signal men are past it. Half-dead old coots. No room for them in the modern railway.
Bradshaw, this is the inspector from Euston. He's come to inspect us.
Oh, it's outside, sir. But the chain's come off.
Pardon?
You're new here, ain't you?
I'm the inspector.
Really? What size is yours?
I beg your pardon?
Yes, what sort of pedals has it got?
This man's a raving lunatic.
Bradshaw, you're signalling.
So?
The inspector wants to see a sample.
Oh, I couldn't now, sir. I've done it before I come out.
This has gone far enough.
No, wait, Inspector. Bradshaw, explain the signal system.
I know, sir. I'll explain my signal system.
I've no wish to hear it.
Good. Now, it all goes back to Rufus Postlethwaite, you see. He was the original signal, you know. He wore green trousers, you see, with red woolly knee protectors on underneath it, in case he was called on to act as buffers. Right. Now, he stood by the line, you see, sir, with the green trousers on for go. And he dropped them for stop. Now, he had some trouble with the railway police over amber. But that is the origin of the system, what we use today, you see.
But what happened to him?
Now, I expect, sir, you'll be asking yourself, what happened to him? It was tragic, sir. Now, there was roadworks on the line one bad winter in 1898. And he held the stop position for 36 hours before a sharp winter wind finally...
Yeah, take the back.
I suggest we go elsewhere.
He was never the same man after that.
Good day, Mr. Bradshaw.
Mind my bike, won't you, please?
This is our booking office, Inspector.
Yes?
The clerk is my son, Bertrand. He comes from a long line of railway Heppelwhites. You'll find it all in order here. Heppelwhite, this is the railway inspector. Oh, no.
Might I inquire why your booking hall clerk is standing there in his underwear?
Heppelwhite, explain.
Yes, it's my suit, you see. Percy said it was too crumpled for the inspector's visit, and he offered to iron it. I took it off and gave it to him, and he hasn't brought it back yet.
Not a spectacle likely to impress passengers. In that respect, at least, it's as well that there don't seem to be any.
It's a quiet time of the day for us, Inspector. Everything stops for tea in this part of the world. Which reminds me, if you'll follow me to the station buffet...
I'd like to see your ticket service in action first.
Yes, certainly. Name a destination. Any destination, and Heppelwhite will issue you with a ticket. Any destination you care to name, Inspector?
Ochtermachty.
Ochtermachty? You wouldn't prefer Potwistle Halt, would you?
Ochtermachty.
I found it. Oh, cheap day return or single?
Single.
Right, here we go. In goes the ticket, set the price... Push the button, and...
Oh!
No, not again.
Your son appears to have caught his finger in the machine, Mr. Applewhite.
But would you care for a cup of tea, Inspector? This is Miss Simpkins, our station announcer and female porter.
Pleased to meet you.
The inspector hasn't seen our little station at its best advantage so far.
We rely on you to put that right with the tea.
Yes, Mr. Heppelwhite. Percy just brought in the tea urn.
Oh, this is a regular ritual, is it? Tea drinking and bun scoffing in the middle of the afternoon.
Oh, no, Inspector. This is a special tea in honor of your visit to pass the sightings.
I am not susceptible to bribes, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Bribes?
Buns and tea. don't think that I don't know what they represent. Gratuities. You are hoping they'll cover up nudity, inefficiency, and the fact that no passengers use this station.
But I told you, Inspector, it's a quiet part of the day.
Yes, you should see it in the mornings. It's like the Californian gold rush.
But as apparently there are no trains in the afternoon, they never come back alive. No, Mr. Heppelwhite, I'm afraid nothing can alter my opinion that Parsley Sidings should be closed down.
Closed down?
Under railway regulations, I am forced to make a second visit before an order for closure can be made. I shall come again on Friday, in the morning. As you say, the station's busy then. If things are different, I might reverse my decision. But on today's showing, I doubt it.
Do you care for a cup of tea?
It's fresh leaf tea. Percy made it specially.
Looks most unpleasant, but I'll chance it.
Here's to your very good health.
I've been poisoned.
Oh, Mr. Heppelwhite, it's centipods.
The end of the railway Heppelwhites. Look at their pictures on the wall, gazing down in silent rebuke. Jeremiah, Obadiah, and the original Hosea Heppelwhite.
And that one at the end, Granny Heppelwhite in her long drawers.
That is me in my wolf cub uniform.
Oh.
Why, I ask myself, why? How did the centipods get in the tea? Why did you choose today to lose your trousers, your destiny, your future, my gold watch, all snatched away?
You can have my Mickey Mouse watch if you like. When the big hand gets to Donald Duck...
I'm not interested in Donald Duck.
No?
Nor Mickey Mouse. In fact, Heppelwhite, the whole Disney army couldn't bring a smile to my lips at this moment.
Not even the seven dwarfs. Hey-ho, hey-ho, it's off to work we go. Shovel and a sick of... I wonder why he went off like that. Hello, Gloria. Did you see my father?
Yes. This has really affected him deeply, you know.
Yes. Centipods take some people that way.
No! The closing of the station. And I think I know who's responsible. Come with me, Bert, and we'll see if our friend Percy can talk himself out of this one.
Come in. The door to Percy's restroom is never closed. Hello, Gloria.
Centipods to you.
Charming.
You know what I'm talking about. You put centipods in the tea urn.
Oh, I just wanted to give the inspector a good run for his money.
And what about my suit?
No, I never put your suit in a tea urn.
You wanted to get your own back on old Heppelwhite, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, you've gone too far. The inspector has decided to close the station.
What? God, I'll be out of a job.
We all will, thanks to you.
That was his fault, stopping my wages for bringing warmth to society.
There'll be no more fiddles when Parsley Sidings closes down.
Oh, Gloria, can't this just happen? I know. I'm going to see Mr. Applewhite.
Come in.
Mr. Applewhite, sir, I know how to stop the inspector closing down Parsley Sidings.
Come in, Valentine. Take a chair.
What?
Have a glass of... of water.
Thank you, Mr. Applewhite. The point is this, sir. I know that the inspector, he complained about a lot of little things, but his only real ground for closing the station is that there ain't enough trains.
Yes, so?
So? We get some more trains.
Get some more trains?
Yeah.
You mad, Valentine? Get off the chair immediately. Put down a glass of water.
Oh, please. It's the only answer, sir.
I'm going to go into a shop and say, a packet of trains, please. You've been at the cowslip wine. I can tell by your eyes.
Now, look, sir, please. We borrow them from British Rail. Euston's got hundreds.
And you don't think they get suspicious if they arrive at work one morning and find they're all gone?
Look, we don't borrow them all, sir. Just the one.
One?
Yeah.
What difference would one make?
Ah, now, look. We can only borrow one, but we can make it look like several.
You've gone out of your mind.
Now, look, Mr. Applewhite, we bring the train into the station, you see. Sit down, pick up, off it goes, round the sidings. Got it? And back into the station again. Right? The inspector, he thinks there's another one.
Good Lord.
Yeah. We give the driver a different disguise every time he comes round. See? So the inspector can't spot it's the same chap.
Well, disparate cases call for disparate remedies.
Yeah, we use the crowd at the Dog and Duck as our passengers. Well, I'd do anything for a packet of wine gums.
Valentine, this just might work.
Of course it'll work. Excuse me, sir. I've got to see a man about a train.
The train now standing on platform one is the 10:59 to Biggleswick, stopping at Potwhistle, Walton-on-Todd, and Nettle by the Road.
I see your point about being busy in the mornings, Mr. Heppelwhite. That's the third train that stopped here in the last 10 minutes.
Such is the price of being a popular station inspector.
What puzzles me is that the passengers who got off this train look just like the ones who got on the previous train. And off the one before that.
We're a very close community in this part of the world. There's a lot of inbreeding.
I'm not entirely convinced. In any event, I should like to take another look at your booking office.
Now?
Of course, now. It's this way, isn't it?
Come on, Bert. Come on, mate. Let's hear it again.
Can I offer you a single ticket to Ochtermachty Inspector?
Again.
Can I offer you a single ticket to Ochtermachty Inspector?
Good, yeah.
Well, it's all right now. But what happens when the inspector arrives? I get all tongue-tied.
Oh, we're about to find out. Here he comes.
Applewhite, the inspector wants to see you at work again.
Hello, Inspector. Can I tickle your Ochtermachty with a ticket?
I beg your pardon.
The next train will be the 11:24 to Nurdle Crumpton. Change at Waddle on Thrush for Newcastle.
Another train? Mr. Heppelwhite, this is impossible. According to the timetable, there aren't that many trains in the whole line. I insist on examining this train thoroughly.
Is that necessary, Inspector? I was about to show you the car park.
Do you think the inspector suspects anything, Percy?
The way it looks at the moment, we could get 12 years apiece.
They are the same passengers, Mr. Heppelwhite. I recognize that woman in the jumper with the two melons.
Melons are very popular this year.
No doubt. But she was on the last train and every other train. It is the same train, Mr. Heppelwhite.
Oh, surely not.
And that driver was the same driver in disguise. He had a false nose.
Are you certain?
Few real noses are held on with a rubber band round the back of the head.
Why, well, sure you're wrong, Inspector.
I feel sure I'm right, Mr. Heppelwhite. And to prove it, next time the train comes through, I shall confront the driver and expose him. St. Pancras will have something to say about this. The game's up, my friend, so watch out.
The next train is the 11:27 to Walpole Hoxton, stopping at Little Walpole, Big Walpole, Walpole East, Walpole West, and Walpole on Todd Marsh.
Now, look, Gloria, this next train's a real one, the 11:25 to Manchester.
Oh, crumbs, I forgot.
Yeah, I told Chalky to keep our train round the sidings till this one's gone.
Well, I've announced it now.
Oh, it's lucky for you there ain't many real passengers waiting.
Yes, he is now.
Ah, the good old 11:25, dead on time, 11:45. Here, look who the driver is, Keir Hardy Jones.
Who's he?
Well, he's only the shop steward of Euston Drivers Union. Look, see that beard of his?
What? He grew that in honour of Marx.
Oh, Groucho Marx hasn't got a beard.
Karl Marx.
Here, Percy, look.
What?
The inspector's saying something to him and Jones is waving back at him.
Yeah. I suppose you could call that waving, couldn't you?
Oh, did you see that?
Yeah.
The inspector just pulled the driver's beard.
Hold on. Stand by for a general strike. Keir Hardy Jones will go mad. Hey! He's got the inspector by the throat.
Oh, whatever's going on?
Oh, yeah, I'll get it. The inspector's rumbled our little train lock. He chose this train to pull the driver's beard off.
What'll happen? Do you think it'll all come out?
Well, probably just a handful. Here, We could get charged, you know, with nicking a train and fraud and causing a national rail strike.
Poor Mr. Heppelwhite.
Oh, yeah, I don't fancy his chances. The last time this happened, the station master got 3 months and banned from wearing his peaked hat.
Yeah, Mr. Heppelwhite doesn't seem worried, though. Huh? Look, he's smiling.
Yeah.
And so is the driver, now he's stopped kicking the inspector. He's getting back into his cab. He's taking the train out.
Yeah, here. I'm going to find out what's happening. Yeah, we could be all right after all.
Very well, Inspector. That's agreed, then. Kerhardy Jones doesn't call a strike, thus saving you from dismissal. And Pastly Sidings gets a good report.
I call this blackmail, Heppelwhite.
So do I, Inspector. Ah, there you are, Valentine.
Nope.
Just in time to hear the good news. The Inspector has decided not to close Pastly Sidings after all.
Cool.
In fact, he has decided to give us a report of the highest praise.
Oh, congratulations, Mr. Applewhite.
Jones and I came to an agreement. Despite wanton abuse of his beard, he has decided not to call a strike.
Oh, well done, sir.
And in exchange, he receives all past profits from Percy's now-defunct paraffin service.
Oh, no. What?
I knew you'd feel like that about it, Valentine, so of course I agreed.
But what about the 52 quid on paying you?
Reimbursement to British Rail. The money we are paying Jones is the profit you made. I calculate it at £25.
£25 and four new paints.
You can keep the change, Valentine. I'm sure you'll find some honest use for it. Come, Inspector. Shall we walk this way?
If I walked that way, I'd go in for treatment.
As I see it, your report opens with a short interview with the station master, outlining his general philosophy of life and his views on the future of rail. A word about our up-to-date signal box, and then perhaps a recommendation for an OB.
Is that all?
I think so, yes. Your kind support, Inspector, should ensure continued success for Pastly Sidings for many years. Shall we all take a glass of cowslip wine?